Preparation in tens. From Rav's Twitter. The greatness of the Creator is the same key that turns 10 individuals from lifeless into a living creature, into a human being, into a system that resembles the Creator. A 10 turns into a man who resembles the Creator, a soul. If you want to reveal the Creator, build for yourself a 10. Again. The greatness of the Creator is the same key that turns 10 individuals from lifeless formation into a living creature, Adam, a system who resembles the Creator. A 10 turns into Adam who resembles the Creator, a soul. If you want to reveal the Creator, build for yourself a 10.
Yesterday, when we summarized the day, I really felt this is a 10. When each one during the day has such a strong internal work in order to hold our 10, to hold the greatness of the Creator, to pass it on to the friends. I really thank you, and I thank the Creator for being together.
On the summary of the day, you can see that we have no actions in us. We can really feel that. That we all try to do this together, some connection to awaken the light, but still we see that the light is what builds in us the vessels. It precedes all our actions, and it's beautiful to see that.
Yeah, this light, this force really brings us out of concrete. Every time in the meeting, before the meeting, we're like stuck in concrete, but it brings us out of it. When we meet, and especially here and now, in this special occasion, only happiness is what stems. We have an opportunity to be one live partsuf, like this frog that was cooled down previously.
We really, really want to put are 10 in a concrete. We are so prisoned within our beast, and we want to have the same thing in devotion for the 10. We want to reveal a necessity for the 10. We want to reveal a necessity for connection. We really want to reveal ourselves that we're already connected. We really want to long for the quality of bestowal. This is why we're here for. We want to try to create it ourselves, at least this yearning, and the Creator will complete the work for us. The light will develop the kelim in us, and we really, really want to awaken that chisaron, that deficiency.
Yes, and yesterday we could make the chisaron bigger. And it was a very strong feeling of coming closer to each other, love of friends. And in this connection, we really revealed and felt the greatness of the Creator. And upon this morning's heaviness, there's extra happiness because we're going to increase the connection between us even more in the lesson today. And feel and reveal even more the greatness of the Creator in a higher degree. So we're highly expecting today's daily portion of light.
Whoever feels heaviness in the morning, I suggest he will ask the friends to do an exercise on him. 3 times a week, at least when he comes to the lesson, they should move away his things or take them away. It will make you so nervous, an opportunity to justify the friends and really give you a good awakening. And a prayer to be included in the friends above everything the Creator is arranging for you, and we will find the center of the group together.
We can look at it in a very philosophical way. How come 10 guys who don't know anything are trying to scrutinize something they know nothing about? They press someplace and they get something somewhere else. That's the concealment, the mist we're in. But each of us has a yearning to reveal the truth. This whole concealment, the point of truth, when each of us has a fire that wants to reveal the truth, that's what we aspire for.
And we should be grateful for the Creator being concealed on the one hand, and on the other hand, He's giving us an opportunity to feel the quality of bestowal through our friends, through the 10. And every time to discover more and more on you, the uniqueness of love, of that concern of the Creator, how He really treats us through the society.
Yeah, I'm going to read Rav's tweet. In our world, it seems to us that we're under the pressure of time. It's always missing, but actually, we don't really need a lot of time. All we need is to attain adhesion with the Creator in this current moment. Don't think about time.
I was very impressed yesterday from the lesson that where we learned about the lines and circles, and that Kabbalists, they belong to the lines, which is timeless. It penetrates throughout all worlds, all times. There's no issue of time for Kabbalists, and that we're entering it and we appreciate it specifically through our connection.
Yes, and we're going to ask the Creator to give us this force to be a straight line into the true reality, to give Him contentment together now with a prayer.
And we want to rise completely above time because we are engaged in quality, and we want the present time. It's not that we are rejecting the connection, but we want it to exist here and now. This is why we're here for, and we really want to awaken the light which develops in us a new kelim, the kelim to see where we really are, what is the reality. what is the reality in which we are already connected, and that should be our work.
Yes, and our work, all in all, we demand the truth, to return to the true state, the good state, where we're all connected. And even though I wasn't present in this lesson of the circles and the lines, out of our common effort to connection, out of the integration, all the information and the light and everything that exists in each of us will pass on to all of us. No one will be in a deficit because the matter and the light will dwell in all of us in an equal manner.
And in order for it to happen, it always comes back to the point of annulment, to annul the greatness of myself, to make room, and to such an extent you start feeling the 10. To the extent that you begin to feel the 10, you feel the fulfillment in the greatness of the Creator. This is what connects us. This is our mutual life force. That is the only thing that can really exist between us.
Yes, we start from 10 bodies, 10 friends, and bit by bit our whole yearning is to rise, to become a spiritual 10, to have an internal spiritual structure for the first time. This is related to what the doctor read from Rav's tweet. Okay, about the time, we can do it any moment. And we have 3 hours to do that right now. If we exert, it's a law of nature. It must happen.
Everything is ready for this breakthrough of us together. The environment, scripts, the writings, the time. Everything is waiting for us to rise. Emana chaya chay adavana shalom ba leman beit Hashem Elokeinu avar shadola leman beit Hashem Elokeinu avar shadola chayaya leman beit Hashem Elokeinu Shatola, Leman Beit Hashem Elokeinu, Avar Shatola, Leman Achai Ve'ai, Leman Achai Ve'ai, Leman Achai Achai Ve'ai, Adav Anashalom Ba. Hashem Elokeinu, Avar Shatola. Leman Beit Hashem Elokeinu, Avar Shatola.